Welcome back to Sword AF Episode 2, Season 2. When we last left our heroes, Fernie was seemingly dead after a mysterious CEO of True Neutral reached his hand into Fernie's tummy cavern and tried to pull out a part. Coda, thinking that he was saving Fernie, teleported him away, leaving the part in the CEO's hand, and they were able to get away perfectly on their giant barge. Fernie, now seemingly dead on the ship, has had his eyes glow red, wakes up, and is confused and is not himself. He reached for Bug, cast heat metal. And I said, you roll a hit and everybody else roll for initiative.
Oof.
Whoa.
So 13 for the fern.
It's a 13 for me too. Oh, plus 3, 16.
That's Woo. A wait, hold on. That's a 7. That's a 7.
17 for me.
Woo! All right, so Fernie gets this surprise attack of heat metal, which is a very strong druid spell. Now, Fernie, you're looking around, and instead of the figures of your friends, you are seeing three robots, just like the ones that tried to kill you earlier, and seemingly succeeded, so this is enraging. Fiery Fernie, the Inferno, cast heat metal, roll to hit.
I do not roll to hit for heat metal.
Ooh.
It is automatic. It's any creature in physical contact with the object takes 2d8 fire damage when you cast a spell. So that's immediate. I'm casting at the second level.
Oh my god!
So he's just grabbing this metal. He's just like, things are gonna heat up now.
Bug, you take 2d8 of damage. So Fernie, go ahead and roll 2d8 for me.
That is 5.
So Bug, you take 5 damage, and you will take 5 damage every turn. Until you lose contact with that metal or Fernie loses concentration.
I go, the guy at the store didn't say this would heat up!
Yeah. Extra positive Sean, extra exposition goes, I think it's like all the metals. All the metals do it.
But I told the guy I fight dragons and shit!
Got hustled. Next up, we've got, first in the actual turn order, we have Dolores.
Okay. I really don't want Bug to be hurt anymore, so I'm going to do dissonant whispers on Fernie so he can kind of lose concentration and be wracked with terrible pain.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Is that a roll or is that a wisdom save?
So it's a wisdom save of 15.
Shane, roll your wisdom save.
We're going to fuck right. You up.
That was awesome.
Hold Thanks. On, it's not a saving throw.
It is a save.
No, but my saving throw is much different. So I rolled a 17, but plus 6.
Okay, so you are able to maintain your concentration and sort of dodge away from his dissonant whispers.
What?
Did you say what happens on a fail?
God, I need to work on my music because it's all music.
So, Dolores, you still are going to do some damage to Fernie even though he saved. So roll 3d6 and we'll send half of that Shane's way. Fernie's way, rather.
Oh, come on, Dolores.
That's 9, 10. So that's 5 damage coming Fernie's way.
Okay.
Dolores, you know, this is still your friend here, so far as you can tell. What are you saying with your dissonant whispers?
Fernie, think of your farm. Carrots, radishes, plants, mushrooms, frogs. I don't, he's just fucking...
Your tricks mean nothing to me, witch.
Oh my god!
So
I just slap him across the face so hard.
Oh my god! You know what? as a bonus action, do an unarmed strike. See if that hits.
Can I headbutt him?
Yes. See if that hits.
No one calls me a witch except for me.
Oh.
Boom! I headbutt him.
That's a 3
plus what?
Oh, I don't know if that's going to matter.
That's a 3 plus, 2.
So,
3 plus 2.
Dolores, you basically just, like, you're so frustrated with what's happened and being insulted. You go to hit your head on Fernie, but clearly miss. If you want, I will allow you as a free action to do it over and over to pretend you're headbanging to try to, like, cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, do it up.
Great. Yeah. Sean believes you. Sean believes you that
Not
you're just
Sean.
Headbanging. He's like, yeah, let's go, Dolores. Everybody
Thanks,
give me an insight check real quick. Insight or perception, whatever is higher for you.
17.
You know what? That's, unless someone gets a nat 20, that's enough. And I'm going to allow
That's a 9.
It's a 9?
Yeah, 10.
Okay. So You guys look at Fernie, and you can tell right now that something is obviously up. You know something was taken from his body. But you also know that when Dolores started to use dissonant whispers, there was a bit of a hesitation there before he started to lash back out. You know that somehow, some way, your friend isn't entirely gone. So you got to figure out how to get him back or calm him down.
Guys, we need to get into Fernie's head.
Okay.
We have to calm him down. I mean, I can also calm him down when it comes to my turn.
You can literally calm him.
I can calm him down. Amazing. I can calm emotions.
Okay, I'm
or
gonna
charm him.
Okay, whose turn is it now?
It is.
But
yours.
It's not my turn. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, love it.
There's someone.
Okay, I'm gonna cast slow. So I'm gonna take out one of the spells?
Yeah, that was nice.
I take out one of the little dagger turtle's fang, and kind of sands of time wrap around it and kind of go towards Fernie. And so what it does a lot.
Days of our lives. Sorry.
No, I literally, the hourglass, I
yeah,
see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the sand is
thank you.
Sparkly.
Yeah, I'm right there.
Thank you.
You and I are both stuck out of time.
And I think I'm using a really powerful spell because I've had to fight my friend before.
Oh.
Yes, you have.
And I'm not doing that again.
No.
So I'm slowing everything down. You have -2 to, it's a wisdom save of 14.
That is a 22.
Great.
Wow.
So I will not be slowing you.
Oh.
But as my bonus action, I will silvery barbs that roll. Can I silvery barbs that roll?
Coda, that didn't work.
Yeah, I know,
it's not
bitch.
Working.
You can't slow this down.
Oh,
take
God.
One shield. Silvery barbs.
So, yes, you can silvery barbs that.
So this sands of time are fucking flowing around me. I'm fucking Jake Gyllenhaal up in this bitch. and so I silvery barbs so he succeeds on it, and I'm like, take it back, bitch.
Okay. And so that gives him disadvantage on that?
No, it doesn't give him disadvantage. He's just going to roll again.
Oh, roll again for that failed save then.
All right.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
20.
Fuck.
Wow, so you truly can't slow down this furnace.
I can't slow him down.
Guys, not even time can stop destruction.
I'm like, Fernie, what are you doing?
We have to get in his head.
I don't have mind spells.
I do. Bug, do you?
A couple, not really.
I do. I have a ton of mind spells, but it's not my turn.
So, Fernie, it is your turn.
Oh, God.
What are you going to do after that surprise attack?
So he gets hit by this stuff or these attempts, and then he gets pissed, and he takes, like, a step forward, takes his, like, all of a sudden you see, like, the wood is coming off of him, and underneath is this cast iron, like, skeleton. Mm-hmm. And then he just slams both of his hands down on the ship, causing a huge tremor. This is Earth Tremor.
Ooh.
He causes a huge tremor on the ship. Every creature around must make a dexterity saving throw of 14 or be knocked prone.
Shit.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's I counter
spell. Wait, is it a dexterity saving throw?
I counter spell.
It's a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, great.
The sands of time are still swarming and I just counter spell it.
Amazing. Okay. So what counter spell just does it?
What level is it at?
I'm casting at level 3.
So it's fine.
Okay,
because
I rolled a 20.
If the creature is casting a spell of third level or lower, the spell fails and has no effect.
Oh, my God. So, Coda just saved everybody's ass.
Cute. Wow.
Sean
you.
Is over there like, oh, my God, thank you. Oh, my God, thank you. So, Bug, it is now your turn. You must once again take that heat metal damage.
Of 4?
Of 2d8. Fernie, roll to see how much that does on Bug.
Yeah.
Are you maintaining concentration on
I might
spell?
As well.
Yeah.
4.
That's another, wow.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So that's another 4 damage to Bug. Bug, what are you going to do this turn?
Oh, wait. I miss my friend. I'm going to cast Searing Smite.
Ooh, nice.
And it's the next time you hit a creature with a melee weapon attack during the spell's creation, your weapon flares with white hot intensity so I can get his eyes to look at me. So that means I am going to... At the start of each turn until the spell ends, the target must make a constitution saving throw. On a failed save, it takes 1d6 fire damage. On a successful save, the spell ends.
So basically, your Warhammer is ready to ignite in fire.
Yes.
So if you were to attack Fernie with your double attack right now, the first one would potentially catch him on fire with your fire, which is different for the sake of this game.
Interesting.
And even better indifferent. And then he would have to succeed on constitution saves or burn from your fire.
So I'm like, okay, I have a version of that fire. So I'm going to take my warhammer and fucking smack the shit out of his head.
Okay.
Oh, that's 4 plus 7. That's 11. And then I get to roll again.
Okay, so I'm assuming 11 does not hit you.
Yeah,
for
I'm any? Guessing. Yeah, okay. Don't worry. I can do it again.
So wait, sorry, it's imbued with like a flame.
Radiant fire. Yeah.
Okay.
So does the second one hit? Because the first one did miss.
Shit, that's 11 too. That was twice in a row. I just did all this new stuff that I've been working so hard on. But I've been like, but for some reason I'm just used to, I've always imagined it in my practice rooms against some person I hate. And I'm realizing this is somebody I love, so I'm not focused.
Okay. That there was a valiant attempt by Bug, but you're also just so blinded by sadness and rage, seeing what's happened to your friend, that you unfortunately miss. But the good news is your hammer is still all charged up with that fire for the next time you would want to attack. That does bring us back to Dolores. Dolores, what are you thinking?
Okay, so I want to ask you guys, so I could calm his emotions, and it would be a charisma saving throw, which I have a lot, and I don't think that Fernie has a lot. Mm-hmm. Or I could do suggestion, and I could tell him to go to his room and lock the door.
I would try to calm him down, right?
I think that's a really good idea.
Okay, I'm going to try to calm Fernie down.
Okay.
So,
I need this every day, am I right?
Yeah.
So, Fernie, you are loved.
Oh.
You are okay. You are a fucking badass, but stop being a badass right now in this moment. You need to calm down. You need to calm down. Think of the sun. Think of the sun.
No.
Think of the sunshine.
No.
Think of the farm. Think
no,
of
I won't.
Grass.
I won't think of that.
Grass is growing.
Oh, I hate grass. I like to burn grass.
No.
This voice is different.
There's a
I
scene.
Burn grass. I smoke grass.
I smoke grass.
What?
Yeah.
What's the charisma grass. Save on that?
15.
Ooh, Fernie, roll a 15, or roll a charisma 15. For me.
Okay.
Saving throw.
That's three. A 2. Ooh.
3, 2, 1, do that! I am gonna get him.
So the two things that calm people down the most is someone making direct eye contact saying, calm down!
Yeah. Calm down.
And then playing loud drums. So... weirdly, for Fernie, this starts to work, and you guys can see that his emotions are not quite as present. That anger is still there. The initiative to, or rather, the instinct to burn the things around him still there, but he doesn't feel like it quite as much. So that's sort of one tick down from where he was starting at in terms of this anger and this rage.
Can I do my bonus action?
You can, yes.
Can I give Bardic inspiration to Bug? I think Bug needs a little boost right
now. Bug might need
I'm
a
not
boost.
Used to fighting the people I love.
I'm going to give you some Bardic inspiration. It'll inspire you to fight the people that you love when you have to.
Amazing. I love that. That's a great way to do that turn. Coda, it is back to you.
So I'm going to cast Disguise Self, and I'm going to make myself Reuben, the raccoon with... Raccoon?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
The raccoon with the little Hawaiian shirt. I'll be like, Bernie, it's me, it's Reuben. Remember?
Oh my God! No! No! No, it's a lie!
It's not a lie!
You can't be here!
Listen to the beat,
no.
Bernie!
This is impossible! Ah, the nightmares!
So he freaks the fuck out at the sight of Reuben.
Amazing. Okay, so you can see that even though this has like riled him up a little bit more, and he's filled with terror and anger and maybe some guilt in this situation, you see that he's still sort of like snapping back from this just a little bit more. Chance, because you said raccoon, I do want to point out that you can't see Fernie, but from the back, you have both a raccoon tail and a possum tail, just in case you need to swap whichever one at that moment. Great. So, amazing. We've got Fernie. We're back to you.
The sight of Reuben absolutely breaks his concentration, so the heat metal's off.
Ooh, okay.
He's just going to be freaking out. Like, I think he, like, is, like, kind of incapacitated. Like,
oh, I love that.
He's scared at the sight of Reuben. Like, he cannot handle it.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So are you using your turn to move away at all, or are you just sort of stunned?
I think he's just kind of... I think he's truly stunned. I think he's like... he's just like, this is a lie. It's impossible.
Okay.
No.
Great, then we're going to use this as like a hold action so that if you need to hop in at a time, you're holding.
Okay.
And you're sort of freaked. We're back at Bug. Bug, the heat metal is no longer affecting you. The armor has cooled down just as quickly as it heated up. What are you doing?
Oh, God, it's over. Okay, sorry. I still don't want to hurt him.
Talk to us.
I don't want to hurt him, but I gotta get him. I gotta get him back.
We have to get him to understand who he is.
Okay, so I didn't tell you guys this because I was trying to keep it a secret.
Uh-huh.
But I've befriended a pony. Yeah. A really strong pony.
A pony?
Yeah. A strong pony doesn't seem like that matches.
Okay, I know, it's weird, but yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna call this pony just cause he'll show up later. It's like it takes a long time for him to come. But I'm gonna call him and maybe Fernie, because he loves animals, will be friends with my pony. Maybe it'll calm him down. I don't know, just get just more animals around him.
Okay.
He loves that shit.
Yeah, pony that's late. I love it.
So I'm gonna cast Fine Steed. So my very strong pony named Lady can show up.
Oh, I'm into that, actually. I love that.
The late Lady Pony.
Lady Pony.
Lady Pony. Cause I'm Bug. Lady.
Ladybug.
Ladybug.
Love it. Love it. 10,000%.
So yes, I'm gonna call that, and then for my bonus action, I am going.
I'm gonna make it very clear. It is a spirit.
Yeah.
So if anything ever hits the spirit, it can come back. We're not killing any animals on Sword AF, so it'll all be good.
Yeah.
Great.
No, we killed that wolf who was a pedophile.
Yeah, well, that one was a pedophile. So, you know.
I'll just do that for now. I'm just going to call my pony.
Okay, great. We are
pony,
back.
Pony, no. Pony.
So, you are having a genuine moment with each other.
Yeah.
So everybody, sorry.
That was sick. Nice.
He set me up when he named himself that. Dolores, we are back at you, and looking at Fernie, you know he's definitely still in there.
Okay, so I'm gonna charm.
Great.
Oh. I'm gonna charm him because I know Fernie, and I know Fernie is good at heart. Fernie? Fernie.
Oh, you just wait till my pony gets here.
Fernie, I will allow you to bring a plus one to my show.
Not the way to do it.
I will allow a plus one to my show, Dolores. And you don't have to buy any of the drinks because it's a two drink minimum.
Dolores,
gals and guys.
Not the way to do it.
You know what? That actually saved it. The not having to buy drinks, that hits for Fernie. Fernie, roll wisdom for me, please.
A wisdom saving throw?
Yes.
Yeah, saving throw.
That's a 10.
Fernie, you are charmed. So Fernie, as you look around you, you start to see these robotic forms that are enemies become something a little bit more familiar, but you don't know why. And as the fire in front of your eyes blocking your vision starts to fade a little bit, you still are in this infernal form, but you look around and see these people as they are, Coda, Bug, Dolores. You know those names, but you don't know why. And you're calm. And there's still this strong fire burning inside you, but you don't want to direct it at them. You're still filled with this teenage angst and rage, but not at them. This battle is over and has been won by y'all. Fernie has been calmed successfully.
Yay. Yay. You are welcome.
Thank you.
And I will give you guys a plus one
when
you earn it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Least best thing that just happened.
So, Fernie, in the exhaustion of what's just happened to you, you sort of teeter on one leg and fall over. And with that, your chest cavity that was originally, you know, plated by wood and everything is sort of ramshackly held together. It falls open, and out with it, Kevin the Moth and a large piece of paper. He's just like, and just like spews out like ash and smoke. He's like, oh my God. I'm glad we never explored my origins and what I can and can't do, because I'm definitely fine. Well, I guess we'll figure out why later. That's insane.
Oh no, this is gonna be like when you invite someone to a party and they show up and the party's over. Yeah. My pony's on her way.
Oh no, lady.
Yeah. We'll address that later.
Okay.
No, that was me as Kevin saying that.
Okay, is there a way I could tell Lady to stay back?
No,
you called her.
Lady's coming.
She's like, I can't wait for the party to dance and hang out. And it's like, Everyone just left.
You already did the you up, and they're like, yeah, I'm coming over. You can't be like, wait, uncall the Uber. They're like, the Uber is coming.
This
I'm
is
losing
insane.
$20
of
no matter
game,
what.
I was so excited for a perfect moment to like be like, Bug has a pony.
No.
And it doesn't even come on time for battle.
It should take 12 episodes for that pony to show up.
Honestly,
just, it shows up the last episode.
Wait, I hope Lady shows up, or if she doesn't, it's okay. I don't need her anymore.
So y'all are collecting yourself after this whole debacle. I mean, you set out for this day trying to slay a dragon turtle. You end up deciding it's friendly, fighting a bunch of robots. A CEO took a part from Fernie. And now you're laying on the deck here. Fernie is back to being calm, but definitely still not himself. And you have a piece of paper with Kevin the Moth on the ground. What do you do?
Well, we should read the piece of paper, right?
Yeah,
pick it up.
Yeah.
All right, who's picking it up?
I'll pick it up.
Okay, so Dolores, you pick it up and you see, this is a very, actually, roll investigation for me, please.
15.
So Dolores, just by looking at this paper, you can tell that this is very, very old. I mean, aside from the fire aspects, which appear to have just slightly broken through to the paper, you know, when the edges just get singed a little bit, this is yellowed and browned with age. So a lot of it is torn up, and this is a manual, but it's not a full, complete manual, it's a portion. And on the front is a very old, old picture of Fernie and someone who looks distinctly like the CEO that you had met.
Guys, this paper is very old.
Is that Fernie?
Takes one to recognize one, right?
Oh.
Can I slap Bug just for fun?
Yeah, roll for unarmed strike.
Fucking piece of shit.
What is that?
Three.
You're not hitting Bug with his 20 armor.
Three plus two, a five.
So, Dolores, there's a slapping little clink as you hit Bug's armor.
Ow!
Yeah.
That's exactly why I bought this.
Upon looking further, does anyone else want to investigate it too and look closer?
Yeah.
I'll look at what's going on the paper.
13.
Plus three.
16, okay.
12.
So, Coda and Dolores, looking at this even more, you see that it's torn in some very specific places. A little chunk out from the left side where you see F-E-R-N, another little chunk, and then there's an E right here and another missing chunk. And as you open it up, you see a more detailed picture of this hulking iron mass in front of you. Same shape and size as Fernie, but not the friend that you knew. You can see something very similar to the shape of what the CEO took from Fernie on the page there. And there's a couple on the left side here, and then it looks like there might be more in the part of the manual that you saw, but you can't quite be sure.
Okay.
Fernie. Wait,
Fernie. I show, Dolores shows a picture that she's looking at of Fernie. Is this you?
Yeah. Fernie, I don't recognize that name.
Oh, no.
Why are you talking like that?
Oh, no.
This is my voice.
That's not your voice?
This is how I talk.
Oh, no.
Is that your voice?
Yeah.
See what it's like when I say it back to you?
Yeah, it doesn't feel
What's
good.
Your name?
Not so cool.
Hold on. Whoa.
Fernie, or Furnace, the Furnace Ooh. Is, he picks up one of your cigarettes that you threw, and he just, like, and like it just it just burns entirely. He's like,
I'm known as the Furnace. I burn. That's all I do. My last memories, I remember chaos, war. Then suddenly I'm here. Mixture of illusions and hallucinations in between. I don't know what's going on.
What? No, this happened. This must be just a bad little drug trip or beans. Did you eat too many beans, Fernie? This is not
You do eat too many beans quite often, Fernie.
I don't know.
There's no beans inside of me.
Can I climb up Furnace's body to meet him eye to eye?
Are you willing to have that happen?
Sure, he's not like... There's like an engine inside of his chest that's chugging, and there's like flame in his head, but it's not...
Okay, don't burn yourself, Bug.
Go ahead and roll athletics or acrobatics for me, one of the two.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I have huge athletics. Yes. 15 plus 7.
You nimbly crawl right up there, just grab him and grab him.
Yeah, I want to be like holding his eyes face to face.
Like friends do, you're holding his eyes. Yeah.
Look at me. Look at Me. Oh my God. It's me. It's Bug. Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God, guys. I don't think this is an act.
No.
No.
Oh, so you guys just know?
Yeah.
So you just understand what happened? That something took our friend?
I don't understand what happened, but it's pretty obvious. It's not him. I've never heard him go that deep before in his vocals.
I just
trust me, I know.
I just thought maybe he had a tummy ache or something.
No, we
no,
never...
he's missing something. He's missing a part of him. Look at this map.
So, one more time, investigation, perception, everybody, including Fernie, look at this map, or the Inferno, rather. Whatever is higher, investigation or perception.
I jump down.
Eight plus six.
What am I rolling?
14.
What is
investigation or perception? 16.
So yeah, that is a
That's
3.
That's a natural 20 from the furnace.
Natural, okay.
Furnace.
So the furnace. On a natural 20, you're looking at this paper. And although a lot of parts of it are burned away, in front of you, everything starts to turn red. And you start hearing some music from a bygone age. And you see someone showing you off to someone else who's very impressed, shakes the first person's hand. You hear the name Elmer. Elmer Booch. Elmer Booch.
Elmer Booch.
What?
Elmer Booch.
Elmer
are you,
Booch?
You guys,
what the fuck is Elmer
Are you
Elmer
sure
Booch?
He's not just stone?
Bug!
Does he look stone to you?
Yeah. Can I roll for that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. 16
Jesus.
Plus 2. 18.
18 doesn't even hit.
Once again, Dolores, you wind back and it's just punk.
Ow! God. It's why I bought this stuff, so my friends could stop abusing me.
Damn it. My favorite parts.
The Inferno, as you are coming out of this memory and saying Elmer Booch to yourself, Elmer Booch, you also see these diagrams on the manual, and it awakens something in you. As you turn your head to the left, you're just looking out to the ocean. But as you turn your head to the right, you start to feel and hear a little vibration. And as you say, Elmer Booch, again, and look in that direction, the vibration continues on strongly. Almost like a radar.
I feel a pull. Something inside me, some sort of mechanism. It knows where Elmer Gooch is.
Gooch?
Elmer Gooch.
Gooch? Hello?
Yeah, that's a fun nickname I just came up with for this guy.
Oh my God.
The furnace.
I like to make little jokes sometimes
okay.
like that.
Okay. Okay, Bug gets right back up to Fernie Furnace, maybe just like below him on the ground. And I'm like, okay, I understand that you're not who you are, but do you know who I am?
There's a familiarity. I know there's something there, but it's... It's not me, it's, I don't know. I know, but I don't know.
Okay.
So Fernie, you look at Bug and you at least know the names of these people, but mm-hmm. not sure exactly why. But you also don't regard them as enemies, so.
I gained that which I never deserved. The forest's forgiveness, taken away from me once again. It granted me a life. That which is vague now. A life I must have shared with you all. But it's gone.
Wow.
In the distance.
He talks a lot.
He grabs another cigarette and just like,
hey!
Jesus.
Hey, those were really expensive.
I can taste it.
Got them in Prague, Berlin.
I got them in Prague.
Prague, Air Berlin. The,
yeah.
The kingdom.
Yeah. I know the kingdom of Prague.
You do?
Remember that? I did some work there. Burn some forests down.
Jesus.
Wait, can I zone of truth him right now?
You don't need to.
You don't need to, but you can.
You don't need to zone of truth me. There's nothing to hide anymore.
What is your
purpose? I'm but a skeleton.
Okay, Furnace, what is your purpose?
My purpose? My purpose was to burn, to kill, to rampage, to cut.
Okay.
But now I have no purpose.
Well, that's
I don't
like
know
Fernie.
What to do, except for maybe... To melt the machine.
Don't do that.
That's the only thing to do left. I must destroy that which destroys.
Oh. The CEO? That guy who pulled the thing out of your body?
Do you remember when a guy stuck his hand in your stomach and took something out?
Vaguely. No. Not well.
Why do I feel like time has
stopped? The last things I vividly remembered are...
Wait, I want to grab the paper and look at the diagram.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, wait, Fernie, open up.
Yes.
Roll investigation.
It's 12.
12. Okay, so with the 12, you look inside and you do remember that the CEO sort of tilted his hand down a little bit. So if you stick your head inside Fernie and look down, you can see that there are a couple shapes that match what is on the diagram and what is missing. So it's clear to you that there's enough of a machine left to function, but not as your friend once did. But there are a lot of parts on the diagram.
Okay, so there's clearly something missing that's supposed to be there.
And we need to get it back.
And we need to get it back from that CEO, that motherfucker.
And where, what did you say? What was the bullshit you said a second ago when you were looking out into the...
Gooch?
You were looking that way and you said you felt something?
Yeah, something. It's something I sense in that direction.
Which direction? Point.
That direction, okay. Over there.
What's the name again?
Elmer Booch.
Elmer Booch. Maybe that's the name of the CEO.
Or all right, Gooch, if we want to be funny.
Gooch. Oh, there's Fernie. He's still in there.
Oh my God, he's still in there.
Get it, Fernie. That's so fun. Let's go in that direction. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are wheeling the ship around to start heading in that direction?
Yeah.
Mm. Amazing.
Fuck it, if I called maybe one of my friends like a pony to this location, let's leave.
Perfect. So we're locking in. You guys are adventuring off now before we
yes.
eat. Great. So a little cutscene for the audience here. As Sean looks back over the back of the ship, he sees a turtle dragon go like, wait, and then all of a sudden on top of him, he just like, just like a horse lands on top of it, and he's just like, huh.
See you, lady.
Oh my God, so we left Lady Kirsty and the turtle dragon.
All I hear about is Fernie and Fernie alone. He's my hero.
Oh, she said that about you a couple years ago. That's I guess true. You're out of there.
So after a long, long rest, and a well-deserved rest, you find yourselves a few days later hearing that same sort of lunch bell, and it's Sean from up top going, Land-ho! Land-ho, everyone! We're getting close to a dock!
God, I still don't like that guy, even though he lost his girlfriend.
Yeah, first of all, rude, very close to me. Second of all, I've done nothing to you. I'm gonna have an edgy arc now because I lost my girlfriend. Anyway, there's land. I'm gonna be docking you guys.
Oh, thank you, Sean.
Nice.
Got it.
I'm on the ship just literally staring at Furnace. Just kind of.
You got a problem?
No, I'm just looking out for you.
You don't seem like you're looking out for me.
I'm looking for my friend.
Well, your friend's gone, whoever he was.
Like, bug, leave it.
Bug, let's go.
What does this mean to you?
What the hell are you doing?
Bug kind of pisses himself.
Oh, my God.
In your armor?
When goblins are sad, they piss. That's canon, right?
Bug, roll for constitution.
Plus one. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. So your bladder holds... really true. Strong. You really want to piss.
Armor, baby.
It's not even something that, like, as a goblin, you need to piss when you're sad. It's like an expression, but you're holding off on it.
I don't know why.
Right now,
I love it.
Amazing.
Oh, it's not him.
It is.
Look, whoever this guy was, he was an illusion, a trick created by the forest. Forgiveness I never deserved.
I think you deserve forgiveness, Fernie.
No!
Oh?
You don't know what I've done.
It's Furnace.
You don't know what I've seen. You don't know what these hands have delivered.
Whoa.
Ah, so many innocent creatures.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever we do, we're getting our friend back because I don't like this guy. Mm-mm.
Can I do an Arcana check to make sure he's not, like, being controlled?
Yeah.
16.
16. So, Dolores, you don't sense anything particularly magical interfering with Fernie right now. Now, that being said, the very nature of Fernie's life and existence does have some magic to it. Like, there's definitely magic on him in the same way that, you know, Coda as a wizard uses magic, and so do you.
Okay.
But it's not like an outside influence.
I guess this really is you.
Nobody's controlling me.
Except for you.
Steven! Whatever.
Sean?
Even I know that by now.
It's all right.
See, that makes me... There's glimpses of real Fernie. Ah, are we here? Are we there?
Oh, yeah, we've been parked for like 10 minutes.
Let's get out of here.
I'll stay with the ship.
Stay with the ship, Sean.
Furnace puts his hand on your shoulder, on Sean's shoulder as he walks past. He's like, don't worry, little buddy. I know what it's like to lose. And then walks.
Damn.
All I get is these W's. So. All right. Exposition just like shouts a shit ton of info after you leave. You guys disembark from this ship and step onto the dock, and you realize that things are actually pretty run down here. In fact, everybody roll perception for me.
Try these dice.
That's a 9.
17.
Nat 20. Finally, these dice
Come on, Furnace.
Furnace is different. Furnace is built different.
17.
So, amazing. So specifically, again, Furnace. Everything begins to become like a misty red in front of your eyes. And just setting foot on this land, you have another distinct memory of that same first man from before looking at you and smiling. And he's saying something, but you can't quite make it out. But there's a look of pride in his eyes. And then we flash to another memory of you with this man. And he's sitting beside a campfire with you telling stories about a specific town where he grew up. And the town stories, at least, match exactly where you're standing. You're back on land, sort of like your castle would be like north of you. Like you've sort of landed like way south down the coast of where
your starting place
would have been. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is a town on the coast.
This is a little rundown town on the coast, and from what you can tell, there's nobody here. But this is seemingly, from your Furnace memory, maybe where Elmer grew up.
Elmer was here. We gotta find clues.
Furnace is gonna immediately walk into this town, and he's going to search for. He's gonna try to perceive if there's some building that he needs to go into.
You're just in like hyper mode?
Yeah, just really looking around.
Terminator.
Amazing. So your head is like whipping around on like a 360 degree axis, just looking at everything you can. You find a couple goodies, maybe a couple spare pieces of copper here and there, some old rags that were left behind. Heck, you even find like a hidden stash with like a cool book inside that like some kid used. It's just like, this is my cool book. But there's nothing really in the town until you turn your head toward, there looks like a new growth forest, something that may have been like burned down in the past, with like new wood off on the edge of town. And the vibration grows a lot stronger in you.
This way.
And he immediately just starts walking towards there.
Furnace, wait up.
Just follow me.
Let's go.
Okay. I'm just like, Dolores is just like bouncing and skipping and trying to like get up by Furnace.
I love it. All right, so everybody's following in the forest?
Yeah.
So as y'all walk along, you notice that this forest is just starting to like brim with life again. A couple birds here and there chirping. You see there's like a healthy like underlayer of like dirt and bugs and things like that. Not you, bug. And you're making your way along, and you get to this sort of run-down-looking gate. It's like an outdoor gate, like sort of how it like would be on the outside of a park, like an old park. Cobblestone, wrought iron fence, and there's one guy standing in front.
Furnace, you know him?
I don't know this guy.
This is an Elmer Fudd?
That's not Elmer Gooch.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry, did you just say Elmer Gooch?
Yeah, we're looking for him.
Well, I don't know anyone named Elmer Gooch.
Yeah, but what about Elmer Booch?
Elmer Booch?
Yeah.
Did you just say Elmer Booch?
Yeah, yes. We're looking for him.
Dude.
Well, he only runs the most long-running carnival in town.
Carnival?
Carnival, I said carnival.
You come from a carny?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
How do we find him?
Well, to find him, you would need tickets.
Okay, how do we buy tickets?
Well, to buy tickets, you need to buy them from me.
Can I make a suggestion to this guy?
Yes.
Go
for it. That's a perfect time.
Okay, great. I make a suggestion to just have him give us the tickets.
Great. What's the save on that?
Thank you. It is Wisdom 15.
Wisdom 15.
All right, you're going to give us the tickets because we got places to go.
So luckily for you, he rolled a 2. And he was just like, you know what? Forget the tests. Forget the riddles. Forget any of it.
Yes.
Fuck,
yes.
I want to give you these tickets.
Thank you.
I was trusted with these tickets. I was trusted with these tickets with my life. I had to guard them, make sure someone was worthy of the carnival. But no, no, no.
Dolores just snags the tickets.
Walk right through.
Passes them out.
Oh, you're just snagging the tickets and touching them straight up?
Yep.
Great. So without any warning or notice or what have you, the tickets begin to have this sort of pulling effect on your hand.
Oh my God.
Feel yourself out of existence.
Dolores
through
does?
The ticket, all four of you, because you touched them
Perfect.
And handed them out.
Safer than a car.
I love tickets.
And you find yourself pop into what appears like a very old version of where you just were. But this time, a lot more life. There's music in the air. Carnival music, bright, poppy carnival music. And there's this whole layout in front of you of bright lights and people laughing and cheering. Go ahead and give me a perception roll, everyone.
This is where I belong, you guys. This is like Woodstock 69. Watch your back, all right?
That's a 9.
Dirty 20.
Perception.
Dirty 20.
5.
13.
So, Coda, with the dirty 20, you can tell that this area is definitely the carnival that was spoken about. Looking down at the ticket, you can see some text that says, "The Carnival of No Return." But the no is scratched out, and in the same handwriting, there's an E-D at the end of it. Looking around, you can see a bunch of laughing, happy, smiley faces, all partying, playing a bunch of carnival games, but there's something a little bit off about them. Maybe one or two of them is sort of missing a chunk out of where you'd expect it to be, but if you squint a little bit harder, it almost looks like there's a translucent ghostliness to that part of them. So if they don't have a shoulder, there's like a light blue ghost portion to them.
What are you guys thinking?
Hey, you guys, listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like we're about to get distracted at this party. We cannot. We have to find Elmer Gooch Booch.
You're 100%
right.
Right.
Okay.
We're not getting distracted.
This is a party
Furnace,
with candy
recognize?
And fun stuff.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Right. Oh, I will not do any candy or fun stuff.
Okay, don't make this about you promoting your album.
Okay? Listen, I'm just going to pass out a couple flyers.
No,
but other than that, I won't touch any candy.
And I'm not going to go to where a drink station is and get a drink.
Good. You're not.
No. Don't.
And Bug,
don't find anyone that you're going to call a hero. Please.
Okay.
The furnace charges up to one of these beings.
Incredible.
And is just like, where's Elmer?
Yeah, what he said.
Yes.
Down here.
Well, hiya. You're looking for Elmer. Well, I'd love to lead you to him, but he's a little busy right now. And he sort of beckons over to the central podium of this carnival. And the man playing the sort of like synthy carnival piano organ grinder music is just smiling and singing along with the people around him, cheering and laughing, full of joy. Looks nothing like the CEO from before.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, different guy.
Honestly, you could sing him. You could sing to him.
Bardic That's Elmer?
Well, yeah. Always has been, always will be. Elmer runs the carnival here, but I'm afraid he's a little busy right now. You could try to go talk to him, but you might have to wait a bit.
Can I roll insight to see how I feel about Elmer?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. That is a 8. I just don't know if
you know what this is something familiar to you, and you got those Nat 20s before with those memories. So I'm actually going to give this to you. You can tell that for as long as you've been in existence, in your current form of, like, consciousness, Elmer has been there. And Elmer has never been a bad presence for you. In fact, he's the closest thing you ever knew to comfort as the Furnace.
All right, Fernie. What are we feeling here? Is he the one we should go talk to?
Yeah. Yeah, we should talk to him. I don't know his deal. I don't think he's our enemy.
But you don't... Okay.
He loves playing the piano. That's
Yeah,
good.
He really does.
Talented.
He is pretty good. Not gonna lie.
All right, let's get up there.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes, young one. Sorry for the lack of response at first, but I am playing the piano.
It's beautiful.
Thank
it's beautiful. On a time crunch here. When you look at this giant furnace, what do you think?
And the carnival music stops for a moment. And he looks at you, and you can see this overwhelming flood of emotion. Roll perception for me again. Folks, everybody.
4.
Damn it.
That's a 19.
9.
Yeah. 16.
19 and 16. So you two both notice, looking past Elmer, a couple of these folks at the carnival start to like stumble and like catch their breath and like fall to the ground and then fall to their knees. And then Elmer looks up again and goes, "Oh, so sorry," and keeps playing the music. And everyone behind him gets back up again and keeps partying. He's like, I'm so sorry. I can't speak right now. Please, let me finish what I need to do, and I would love nothing more than to speak with you. But for right now, I have to do this. Here, here." And he calls someone over, and a young woman also, you can see a chunk of her face is missing a bit. There's some teeth sticking out, but it's covered up with this ghostly skin. She's like,
"Yes, sir, Mr. Elmer, sir. Yeah, is there anything I can do for you?"
And he's like, "Yes, please give our new guests here a bunch of game tokens."
"Oh, no, this is going to be bad."
"And a few drink tickets as well, if you so choose, if that's who I remember it being."
Can I charm you to stop playing the piano so I can see what happens to these people when you stop?
You can, yes.
Great, so wisdom saving throw of 15. I just want to see what's going on here, because when you stop playing the piano, these people got all yucky.
Okay.
Is that okay, you guys?
Go.
Okay.
You do it every... That's exactly the
point. All right, I'm casting it.
Okay. What's the wisdom save on that? Or is it... Is
15.
It 15.
Elmer Fudd, stop playing that piano right now.
So...
Please.
Meets it, does beat it. But Elmer looks at you and has this moment where he's like, "I see what you're doing, and I understand why you are nervous. Please, I beg of you, just trust me. I want to help you." That's Fernie, isn't it?
Ooh. Okay.
All right, fine. We'll play games.
All right, let's...
"I need about 90 minutes. He plays even faster.
"Okay, you are only allowed 2 drink tokens."
"Yes!
What about
I
me?
I take them and I run."
"What about me?
You are only allowed 2 games."
"Who said I liked games?"
"Here, you can split a drink token."
"Yay!
Infernus?"
"Just kidding, I'll play some games."
"But we're not splitting up. The second we split up, I lose you guys and shit hits a fan."
We run off. Me and Dolores run off.
Okay. We just run off and jump in like, up and up.
"All right, Furnace, then you're stuck with me. I ain't getting my eyes off you because I don't trust you yet."
"Fine." He looks at Elmer and he's like, "If you don't end up telling us what we need to know, I'm going to burn this whole place to the fucking ground."
"Oh, shit.
I'll tell you everything you need to know, my... Furnace."
"Yeah, you better."
"How much are you benching?" "I don't know, we got 90 minutes."
"Care to make it interesting?"
"Yeah."
"Oh.
All right. Friggin', I don't have any money on me, I guess."
Coda and I come back with our drinks. And we're like, ooh.
"Ooh, a bet?
A bet?"
There's a hammer thing.
So this is the Carnival of No Return. Scratch that. The Carnival of Return. There are 4 different games you can play at right now in different booths that are set up. And in the center there is where Elmer is playing his music. You have 90 minutes to kill and different ways to do it. There's people all around. You can talk to them. You can play games. And you were given... let's see. We'll do 10 and 12. You were given enough tokens that... y'all can play pretty freely. Every one of you can try every game at least once, but you don't have to.
Guys, before we split up, can we talk about how we got here? Because I feel like we are not in the same timeline.
We got the tickets and then we came here.
No, we like got zapped into another place. And honestly, this feels old. And trust me, I'm not even saying this against me. I can tell. Know what I'm saying?
Furnace looks around. What is the terrain around this carnival?
The sky.
So the sky. The sky is this shade of gray that almost leans like it's supposed to be blue, but aged a little bit. You don't hear any birds. You don't see anything beyond the horizon. In fact, if you look all around you beyond the gate, it's just more and more grass, a little dry grass.
Faded.
This is a very lively area, but everything outside of it is aged.
Is this a memory?
Or the afterlife.
Oh.
Furnace, do you remember anything about this?
No.
Nothing seems familiar. He doesn't even think Elmer Fudd looked familiar.
I don't even think this is real.
I don't think it's real either. I think it's a memory, you guys.
So, if it's a memory, we can't alter it.
Or let's just get drinks. I want to know how much you bench. Let's just look out. We'll be on the lookout.
I can also, Coda, since you brought that up, why don't you go ahead and roll insight for me, please?
Ooh, 13 plus,
1. 14. 14. With a 14, you think you might be onto something regarding time, but the way Elmer was speaking to you, acknowledging you as new people, acknowledging the furnace as having memories of the furnace, this may not necessarily be a memory per se.
Okay. Also, Elmer called the furnace Fernie when I was talking to him.
He did.
When he was telling me that there's 90 minutes left.
You're right.
Yeah. So there's something going on with Elmer. Maybe we should, you know, connect with his, you know, little vaudeville chick.
Yeah, I loved her.
Okay.
Yeah.
But also, should we watch Furnace bench you?
You were going to bench me?
I never said that, but sure.
What? A guy walks up and he's like, hey, if you're looking to test your strength, there's the trial of the hammer four over there. You could always do that. or bench you, buddy. It's fine.
Can you bench Bug and then do that?
Both.
Do both. Dolores swirls her like weird purple cocktail that's like gray.
Oh, speak for Furnace, he's just meeting us and I don't want him to be embarrassed when he can't pick me up because my armor's really heavy.
Okay, now you have to pick him up, please.
Can you do it?
Sure. So he goes to pick up Bug.
Roll athletics for me, Furnace.
All right, I'm going to use the iPad because it's going to be luckier. 15.
Furnace, you lock in on either side, and it takes a second, but once you start getting some motion out of lifting up Bug, not too difficult. Mm-hmm. You're able to do it. It's not a bench press necessarily, but you just...
More of a military press. Kind of like this.
Wow.
More of the shoulders.
Okay, whoa. He has military experience.
And then he just drops you at the top.
Oh, fuck!
Sorry about that.
How tall is Fernie again?
8 feet tall.
Bug, take 1d6 of damage.
No, can I acrobatically, like, flip in the air and
let's
try to
it.
Land?
Roll for me.
Fuck yeah.
You are on your side. It'll be interesting to see.
7 plus 0?
Go ahead and take, you know what, Bug, you take 6 damage.
Oh, damn it. You know,
shit.
I go back and forth between thinking he's Fernie and thinking he's a stranger. But that felt very like Fernie.
We can very clearly say it is what Fernie used to be.
That was more damage than I did on the boat. To any of you.
Oh. That's true.
Damn, I should have just done that.
Let's settle this like men and go play that fucking game.
You've all right.
What's that? You wanted to play the trial of the hammer for? Well, it's right over there. Go check it out. And he just runs off.
I just cheers, Coda. Let's go.
We follow him.
Now, when you got that drink, you know, we didn't get to see you at the drink cart. Did you just order like a normal beer or wine, or did you get like one of their cocktails?
I ordered their special.
I ordered the other special.
You ordered one special and the other special. Mm-hmm. All right. Coda and Dolores, both roll a d20 for me, please.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, no. 4.
18.
Dolores, for the next like couple of hours, having the sip makes you feel you haven't lost any sort of like tipsiness or control of yourself. Like, you don't feel like a normal drink. You just feel like better, like a little more confident. You're gonna have +1 to charisma rolls for this. Coda, alternatively, you're pretty thin and this was a strongly alcoholic drink. So again, it's not gonna make you feel drunk necessarily, but you're just not quite as quick on the uptake. You have a -1 to intelligence checks for this.
Good.
There you go.
Coda can't hold his leg.
Wait, I'm Coda can't
hold his leg. You don't have to show it right now. It's just
I don't have to do anything.
No.
Okay.
It's just if I'm like, give me an intelligence roll, I'm gonna
Coda's
just subtract
gonna make out
one
with a cowboy
or something. No, plus one.
Yeah, yeah.
This is called charms.
I'm likable. I'm likable.
You're like the athletic kid in school that's really good at everything, but then when he drinks, he's a slob.
He's so
a
bad.
Slob. Coda.
What?
Come on. I just picked Coda up. He's like kind of falling. Let's go, Coda.
I'm coming.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, what's this game?
You're really pretty. I'm talking to a random girl.
Golly. Gee, thanks. If my boyfriend wasn't off in the war, I would talk to you even more.
You know, I'm kind of a combatant myself.
Wow, a violent man.
Yeah, you see these swords?
Wow, I bet they killed all kinds of folks.
Yeah, they have.
What kind of like clothes are they dressed in? Like, is this girl like...
They're a little out of fashion. You know, not like you wouldn't see them around on like a festival celebration or something, but they're a little bit more ruffly, a little bit more like put together than the modern day.
Are we in black and white?
No. At best, sepia tone, but we'll have you roll for that.
Okay, so I'm a little drunk, and I'm, like, looking around now about what's going on, and I want to know, like, what the people are like, what are their vibes, what do they look like?
Roll insight for me, Coda.
Yes, sir.
15 plus 3. So, Coda, you're an adventurer. You've studied... Okay, well, that's still pretty good. 16. You're an adventurer. You've studied magic. You can tell that these people are... they're part of the undead. But they're not necessarily evil or spooky zombies. They're sort of like a snapshot in a way. They are from a time long past, and they're what is known as returned. And because you're a student of magic, you've learned about returned before. Returned are people that have died and have come back somehow, keeping most of their memories, but some are a little bit shady. And they're just like you and me, but they used to be dead. So every once in a while, if you look around, you can see that someone has a mechanical part of their body in lieu of like maybe where bone was, or like a synthetic patch over a loss of skin. Maybe even a ghastly part of themselves that's just energy as opposed to a body part.
Memory.
No, they're like returned.
They're returned. Okay, so they're like the rapture.
Can I go play this game?
So, Bug, you find the Christian God.
Adults are talking.
Bug, you can go over and play the game.
Can I lift weights now?
So does everybody make their way over to this booth?
Yeah, we'll follow, but Coda and I are in the back just going, return, rapture.
So they're not quite dead.
They're not quite dead, but they're ghosts. I love that.
I love it. Ooh.
All right, Blue. Let's play this game.
It's Bug, but I'll go with Blue, sure.
Hey, Blue's a cute nickname, and it's the same guy from before, but this time he's got a mustache and like a carnival barker
hat. Holy fuck!
Whoa, cussing a swear. I like the cut of your jib.
It's a scary mask, man.
Welcome to the... what's that?
What?
What?
Hello?
Happy birthday.
I'm charming.
We've got the Trial of the Hammer Four. You're going to look over there and see we got a hammer for. This colossal weapon you're going to use and try to pick up and slam on that right there and ring that bell if you do.
It should be easy. I sleep with a hammer every night. It should be no problem.
Sounds good.
That's true.
He walks up to the carnival guy, mm-hmm. and he casts Produce Flame in his hand, so he just has a flame. He's like, I should let you know, the word nails drives me crazy. Makes me want to kill. So what's a hammer for?
This silly, and he pulls out a tiny little hammer, goes, and then
then he steps back.
Furnace doesn't like the word nails.
Which word?
Coda, do you hear me?
I'm gonna play the game.
Okay, thank you.
That'll be one token, please.
Here you go.
He takes a token from you.
Furnace flicks a token at you as well.
He takes a token from you as well. So we got two takers, huh? All right. This is a game of strength. I see we got two big beasts here among us today. So what I'm going to have you do is roll a d20 dice using your strength. This is Damien now. When you're trying to hit this, it's a classic ring the bell game. Test of strength with a hammer. But this hammer is colossal. So... with a strength of 16 or higher, you can wield it normally. Otherwise, you have a disadvantage. What's your strength, Bug?
My strength is 18 plus 4.
18, that's incredible. Shane, what is yours?
Furnace's strength is 12.
12. So, Furnace, you're a little bit of an older machine without us necessarily acknowledging that you are. So, you're going to be wielding this hammer with disadvantage. So, which one of you is going to go first?
Please.
Fine.
All right, Mr. Big Boy over here. Go ahead and wield this. Okay. We're doing a strength roll.
Okay.
Get him, Furnace.
You press that.
That's a 16, but okay. I'm rolling again because I'm at disadvantage, you said?
Yes.
Okay. That's a 4.
4. So on a 4, this thing is so heavy that you just barely manage to get it up, and it drops next to the bell platform next to you. You do not hit at all.
You lost all your wood muscle.
Oh. Yeah. Not the first time I've seen a guy lose wood muscle. How about you, little blue fella?
Ooh, yeah, I'll go now.
Go, bug.
6 plus 4 is 10.
That's a 10. So, you are able to just barely get this hammer up, but it does land on the platform. And the little slot, the little metal bar thing goes.
Could I use my personal hammer?
No, I'm afraid this is the trial of the hammer for, but you hit it, you get another swing.
Woo!
Okay, all right.
Do you want a sip of my drink for power?
I know this guy. I know this furnace must be Fernie because I still want to impress him.
I want a sip of your drink.
Oh, here you go.
10 plus 4, that's 14.
14. So unfortunately, you do just ever so slightly whiff it. And you hit it again, it goes... but because you hit it and it went up at least halfway again, he's like, go on and give it one more shot. I like the cut of your jib.
I don't want any sympathy.
I don't feel bad for you at all.
Oh, that's a 12 plus 4, 16?
That is 16. So a 16 does hit. Go ahead and roll damage for me. Give me 3. Actually, give me 4d6. Plus your strength.
Okay, great. 13 plus 4, 17.
Amazing. It's like, hey, we've got a small winner.
Why can't I just be a winner? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
What's
I don't
that?
Like that either.
You want to be a big winner?
Yeah.
Slip me another token.
Don't trust him.
Slip me one more token.
He just said slip you've me got, another you've got, token.
How many? Like we have so much time.
You had 22 tokens. Now you got 20.
Wait, are we being tortured right now?
What?
I think.
What?
If we're stuck playing games, we're being distracted or tortured, right?
Maybe we should return all these returned. Return them from where they were returned.
How do we do
kill
that?
Kill them?
Yeah.
One more time, kill them. And I slap him another token.
No, he just, so by giving him a token, he's like, let's see, that was about a 17. The sun was in my eyes. I think that's about an 18. We've got someone with a big prize winner. And it starts cheering, and a couple returned around the booth look around and go like, he hands you a potion. And he says, this is a potion of enlarge or reduce. But we've modified it that it's only enlarge. So when you want to use it just once, you get to cast enlarge on yourself with this potion.
He's kind of giving you like a backward compliment.
I know. I guess I'll let Coda borrow it so Coda can be bigger.
No!
I can't emphasize this enough. This was the big prize no matter who played.
Hey, you can use this whenever you need.
I cast reduce on Bug.
Hey!
I have it prepared.
Okay, well, describe it to us. What does that do? Does it hit?
Yeah, like, as soon as I'm a little drunk, I'm not having it today from Bug.
I'm not getting it.
Can I drink my induce potion?
Yeah.
No, I'll save it.
Your induce? Induce you what, were, bitch?
Okay.
Labor.
Okay, back it up. Okay, so I get small.
The special cocktail number 2 is the scary one.
You can cause a creature, your object, to grow half their size. Sorry.
Bye, Bug!
I'm not
You're
going away, I'm just...
2 feet tall.
So, Bug,
this little?
As you have this moment of like, and you are like half your size, you're kind of just sticking out of your armor a bit, and it's like on the ground, just landed there.
I look like Mrs. Like, Potts.
Yeah, exactly.
Coda,
yeah.
Now we have to carry him.
I'm like a jolly rancher on your shoulder. Potts.
All right. Bug, you want to be carried?
I didn't ask for that, but sure.
Okay, Dolores throws Bug up on her shoulder.
Fuck you, dude. Right.
It's pretty cute. He goes, well, I hope you folks had a good time. Unless anyone else wants to do the hammer game, we've got a few more booths over here that test different things, all with even better prizes. Or the drink booth, or you can just kill time by standing here and talking.
I want to look for the hottest returned person.
The hottest returned person. Describe to me what the hottest returned person would look like to you, and then roll a d20.
Okay, I'm looking for confidence. I'm looking for someone walking tall.
tall
cowboy hat.
yeah, I'm looking for any sort of cowboy hat equivalent. would also take angel wings, devil horns. You know.
How long am I this size?
it's investigation plus 5, so that's a 19.
Fuck off, dude.
So you are able to see someone of that exact description over at...
With what? With what? I named 50 different things.
They all have it.
He's confident. He has it all.
Part of it. All right, so here's what he's got. He's standing between those two booths and kind of has like his arms up like this, okay. Just sort of like lounging. It's like the kind of lounging people do with like influencers in the wild. Like they know they're being watched, but like he's just doing it naturally. He's got a cowboy hat and he's sort of chewing on a bit of hay and just sort of looking around. Very muscular, but not like in an uncomfortable way. It's like it would still be fun to hug, you know? And very moisturized lips.
Oh.
And he's in between those two booths.
Everything else dry.
And he's just sort of like holding his arms up next to him. So he's just looking between them. Or do you walk up to him?
Yeah, I walk up to him.
Oh, I'm following.
You're coming with?
You have to.
You're holding me like a baby.
Furnace? Hey. Come on.
What, are you going to go fuck that guy?
Absolutely not. Coda is.
can you wingman me or not?
I'll wingman you. Fine. You're going to go fuck that guy?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay, so a little voice from...
So Furnace knows what fucking is.
Look, I'm bored
right
now.
Yeah, I was just
going
to say, a little voice underneath the armor goes, so you understand what fucking is? You, a human Furnace?
I understand a lot of things. I've seen things, okay?
How
like
old
what?
How old are you?
I don't know. How old is war?
Forever. What have you seen? Name a couple things.
He tries to think, but it's like you can tell it haunts him. He's like, no.
Where'd you go, man? Where'd
not
you go?
Think about
okay,
that.
Never mind. Hey, come on back. Don't. Come on back, Furnace.
Yeah. Fine. Good.
All right, Furnace. Let's go talk to the cowboy.
Yeah, let's make this place interesting, okay? Bored as shit.
Yeah, you couldn't even pick up a hammer.
Yeah, you should have seen me in my prime. I could have picked up two hammers.
Okay, so you're kind of old. You're old now, I see.
I walk over to the cowboy.
Hey, partner. My name's Henry. What's yours?
Ooh, got any extra cigarettes?
Were you talking to me?
Yeah, I was talking to you. And of course, little lady, got a cigarette for you right by my ear.
Thank you.
Hope it doesn't smell like my cologne.
Hey, you just... coughs on it.
Dolores just coughs into Bug. Sorry, Bug. Forgot you were there.
I'm running these couple booths here. If you want to play a game.
I love games.
I do too.
What are the rules?
There's no rules when it comes to games. Except for these two booths. So this one's called...
I kind of feel like I'm in the middle of a love affair.
Am I under the sheet? That's exactly what a game is, actually.
I think that's exactly a good definition.
These two, this one right here up on the hill, is called mind wrestling. This one over to the left, we call it Plinko.
Plinko?
Am I tripping on acid?
Yes.
Okay, special drink number one.
So you feeling the mind wrestling? Or Plinko.
How do you play mind wrestling?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Now this right here is a fellow that knows.
Mind wrestling
or Plinko?
I'm gonna go to Plinko.
All right.
Have you heard of these terms before, Furnace?
I was asking him what mind wrestling was.
Oh.
But you guys were busy talking shit over here.
Okay.
Mind wrestling's a lot like arm wrestling, except with your mind. You use your intelligence to battle. Plinko is a game of pure chance. With potential prizes. Now, the chance to win may be low, but the prizes are good. Just cost you a token each time. You know, if you wanted to play Plinko, you could all drop your coins in all at once.
I'm not giving you my coin.
I'll do it.
You want to play?
Would I fit in it?
No, little guy.
You want to go down
the Plinko?
It's the size of a token, and you're still a 2-foot-tall person.
If I use my coin on the hammer for how many tokens do I have left?
There's enough for you to all have like 4 or 5 coins each.
Okay. Yeah. So I can play everything.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll drop a coin in this Plinko thing.
Are you guys brothers?
Whatever.
No. Yes, whatever.
I don't recognize this man.
You don't
know me either.
He's not made of robot parts.
Don't tell me who I am.
I'm literally made of cast iron.
I'm some kind of man, but also the undead.
When do I get bigger?
Oh my God.
All right, so who all's playing Plinko? You gonna drop your tokens in?
Fine, I'll drop a token in.
I'm dropping a token in.
Get it.
Anyone else?
I'm holding this little thing, so I'm holding Bug. I'm just
I'm pissed
watch.
Off. I don't want anyone to look at me.
All right, I guess.
I'm looking right at you.
No prizes for you two. both of you roll a d20 for me.
Three.
Eight.
So those Plinko coins, those tokens rather, Plinko's probably copyright. Those tokens go ting, 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 and both settle in the corners with little skulls next to them. He says, "Oh, better luck next time. Sorry to see that you didn't win. For another token, you can give it another shot."
How many tokens do I have?
Go fuck
you
yourself.
You got, looks like four left here.
And I'll put two in.
You put two tokens in. All right, roll two d20s.
Three and a 20.
That's a nat 20?
Mm-hmm. What do I get?
So
what do I get?
This, probably a kiss.
This token goes, or a beej.
Look, I don't know what prizes they have at this place.
Ernest, you really have changed, man.
Yes, I love it.
I love it too.
Or a beej. Not 20, at least a beach.
At least a beach.
At least a beach.
What's your modifier?
Or a beach.
Or a beach.
So,
I don't even have anything.
You don't.
No, but you know.
Bug hears the word beach and sticks out of the iron.
Ow!
You're a little. What's going on?
The metal just keep hitting Dolores' head every time you look up.
Ow!
What's going on?
This little Plinko token goes ting, ting, yep. ting, 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 yep. and lands right on the border of a skull and the star. Poof. And as it does, all these lights start to go off, and prestidigitation fireworks are going off well. And the cowboy looks at you and says, I've never seen someone hit the middle prize before.
Hit the spot.
You've got a perfect.
Oh?
Perfect dexterous hand.
From beneath my armor, I go, feels like a luck thing, but whatever.
That is entirely what this part is based off of. So he looks over and grabs from the top shelf. He has to even sort of like climb up a little bit, like there's dust everywhere. He grabs this sort of like rapier sword, this like very thin, interesting sword that you can see there's something about it that's special. The handle is, it sort of has like this mermaid look to it. And the back of the handle has these fairy wings coming off. And so he says, this is the blade of Booch. This is a +1 rapier that gleams with light and deals an extra 1d4 radiant damage. It also makes you the king of a long-forgotten colony of fairies.
Oh.
However, they're extremely tiny, so they can basically act as unseen servant the spell once per day. Only you can see them, but that's an extra spell cast and a powerful weapon that you can use all the time.
Yeah, I want that.
So,
it's pretty good, but not as good as a beach.
Or
a
beach.
No!
Shit. Hey. Shit, you guys.
Oh my
you guys,
god.
That's my choice.
Honestly. So I get a weird little vial of potion. Meanwhile, you get to choose between being the king of a kingdom of fairies or a BJ?
Wait a minute. King? I forgot you were a king. I'll always give a beej to a king. And he turns around and reaches for a stuffed animal, like a beast you've never seen before, and he's like, this is our mascot. Beej.
Oh.
And he hands it over to you.
Oh.
Go ahead and give it a squeeze for me.
Oh. Oh, you got a furry beej.
It's working.
Enjoy your beej.
Thank you.
I feel sick.
Wow, that's pretty disappointing.
So, anyways, are
that was disappointing.
Find me later and we'll have oral sex.
Oh, whoa! I love this place.
Wow! Suddenly Bug's back to his normal size.
And Dolores just,
enlarged.
Dolores just gets pushed back and does like a tumble in the back. She's like, ow! My neck! Whiplash is a real thing.
Yeah, it's a good movie about drumming. You'd like it.
You guys, I think there's one more booth.
There's two more booths you haven't checked out yet, but it's looking like Elmer's going to be wrapping up pretty soon. You may only have time for one unless
you make
it quick.
Well, I want to use my token.
Now she wants to use the
Hell
token.
Hell yeah, I didn't want to do pill crow.
Furnace, what happens if you drink alcohol? Do you blow up?
No, the flame just gets more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not go to the drink cart with you.
Yeah, all right. Definitely not.
Dolores, mind wrestling?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'll mind wrestle you.
Fine.
You can mind wrestle each other or the carnies that we got here for prizes.
Please wrestle a carny. You want to wrestle each other?
Furnace?
What do you want to do?
If I win against you, you have to tell me another fact about you.
All right, fine.
All right, let's go. I'm against Fernie.
You're against the furnace.
Yeah,
great.
Do it.
So the three carnies that are always there waiting by the booth to play with people for mind wrestling just sort of look frustrated and confused and look around. You don't even pay a token because both of you just sort of sit at this booth to wrestle each other. So here's the way mind wrestling works. You're going to roll opposed intelligence checks. First to three wins. So you're going to roll a d20 and add your intelligence modifier to it.
Well, I'm fucked.
You gotta stop challenging people to stuff, my guy.
I don't have a high intelligence either.
So this is sort of like watching mud wrestling for people who just got out of a coma.
I was hoping it'd be wisdom, but I'm fucked.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, nat 20.
Nat 20?
No.
Oh, six!
So I'm gonna say with a nat 20, that's gonna count as two wins. So Dolores, you're looking at the furnace's eyes and you just feel yourself start to twitch and you can barely even keep your gaze at him. You sort of have to look at the ground. So that's two wins for the furnace. Same guy from before pops up and has two mustaches. He's like, oh, that's two wins for the furnace.
Does that mean two BJs?
Do losers get a BJ? Never mind.
What
don't
do
worry
you
about
think
it.
The answer
I'm
is?
I'm not
to
letting
that.
You anywhere near my exhaust pipe, little guy, so don't worry.
Okay, because that was the best two out of three, the furnace wins. You spent no tokens, but you get a little sense of pride, furnace.
That's right.
Now you don't have to tell her anything.
That's right.
Have you been to a carnival before?
No. But damn. I know of them.
How do you know of them?
Sometimes they're in the forest. Sometimes we just burn those down, too.
Oh, shit.
We have a job to do.
What, do you like to burn things down?
Who is me?
Do you like destruction, my guy?
I don't like it. It's just what I do.
Is someone forcing you to do it? Do you have a leader?
I did. But now I'm purposeless, in a way. Now my only goal is to kill that which... I'm not getting fucking into this right now.
Oh, God. Sorry, really into your story. Okay.
We're just curious. You're like another being who took over one of our best friends.
All right, what's your deal?
I want to be the best hero alive.
Why?
Because I want to save the world.
Nice.
I want to be the first goblin to save the world, and I want to prove it to my brothers that I'm the strongest, smartest, greatest fighter of all time.
So you hear a voice from behind you, Bug, and someone, you hear some really strong, heavy footsteps, and you hear a voice say,
strongest fighter alive? How about strongest fighter dead?
And you turn around to
Vin
see
the
exact same return from before, but with a third mustache. He's like, I'm just fooling you. Elmer looks like he's ready to talk to you about now. So, Bug, from your perspective, because you're a little bit shorter, I guess Dolores is like a couple inches taller than you, but from your perspective, you can see that this guy is missing a little chunk of skin on his stomach. Again, they are the undead. And you can see there is a little metal piece inside of him that's glowing the same kind of green that came out of the robots on your ship adventure. Remember when it went back to the other ship? That same kind of green energy. So the guy looks at you and notices that, and he's like, oh, you're looking at my chip, huh? Yes, all of us are here on account of Elmer. He gave us eternal life, and in exchange, we keep this carnival running. The carnival keeps us running, and we keep the carnival running, and we keep everybody safe. It's what we agreed to because... I can't rightly remember, but I did agree to this, and there's a worse life. Well, unlife, I suppose.
Something tells me we're about to be in an episode of a cult docuseries.
Yeah, I couldn't 100%. Agree more. I kind of feel like these people got their souls ripped out and it's replaced with a chip.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, something's going on here. Like, it's not right.
No. Can we go up to Elmer Fudd now?
Yeah, you can go up to Elmer now.
All right, Elmer, you sick son of a bitch.
Nice. Oh, finally.
Love it.
Get it, Furnace.
Tell us what the fuck is going on here.
Yes. I'm like, yes, Furnace.
Yes.
Tired of you, kid.
Talk to him the way he deserves to be talked to.
Talk to him.
Yeah, Furnace.
Talk to him.
Elmer is furiously playing the piano and goes, ooh. Sorry about that.
Thank you for waiting for me. That should be enough time for us to really get some things done here. I've been missing you so much, and I wanted to speak to you so badly. I'm so proud of everything you did over there, and your friend won the Blade of Boots, and you won Mind Wrestling. I never thought I'd see the day. My goodness, I want to hear everything that's happened to you.
Oh, this sounds like what I dreamed my dad would say to me. Wait, are you his dad?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. Fernie is my son.
Thank you so much for joining us for episode 2 of Sword AF. Join us next week to see everything we have in store with this reunion. And maybe some more surprises. Who knows?
Maybe even a beach.
Yeah!